Ever notice that purple shop button at checkout? The one that makes buying online effortless? That's Shopify. And it doesn't just make shopping easy. It makes starting a business easy too. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce, from brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. No coding? No problem. Shopify's ready-to-use templates help you create a stunning online store instantly. Manage everything in one place, from inventory and payments to analytics and marketing. Get the word out fast with built-in email and social tools to attract and retain customers. And that purple shop button, it's why Shopify has the highest converting checkout on the planet. Your customers already love it. If you want to see less carts being abandoned, it's time for you to head over to Shopify for your £1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try. shopify.co.uk/try.
Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
What's up, my little rainbow brights?
Welcome back, buddy.
Thank you.
Good morning,
to be
Sprite.
Back. Hi, I am Sprite. Oh, my God.
I love the weather yesterday. My God, the entire day wet and soppy and just hoodie weather, flannel weather, a little chilly in the house. And I slept so good. I slept right until my alarm went off today.
Oh,
so I know
that's
good sleeping weather. Yeah, well, I was right, buddy. I'm all well-rested and ready and fired up today. Now, listen, let me tell you, because it was all rainy and drizzly yesterday, I was like, I feel like some Starbies. So I got in my truck, and I went to Starbucks, and I don't care if I lose my man card or not. I don't even care. I got myself a chai latte.
Oh.
And I had him put 4 pumps of pumpkin sauce in that mofo.
Oh, holy diabetes, Batman.
Can I tell you something?
It is so good.
Oh, I had gosh.
It's so good.
4 separate people messaged me about your drink yesterday.
Really? You guys,
like, they sent me your picture
yes.
on Instagram and go,
"What's wrong
what
with
is
your
he
boy,
drinking?
Jeremy?" Yeah, no, I know. I
you
know.
And they were ladies.
You had the chai with the pumpkin?
So you get the chai latte. Which Knick Knack is a fan of.
Yeah.
She's the one who turned me on to this because she's not a pumpkin spice latte. She's like, get the chai and have them pump away that pumpkin sauce into it. And oh my God, it's so good.
Well, the pumpkin sauce, I'm a fan of.
I know you are.
I like the pumpkin spice latte, but I'm not a fan of chai. And mixing the two, I feel like those
it
would
works.
Be
it works.
Aggressive
it
flavors.
Works. It's like the way Hobby Lobby smells when you walk in. That's how it tastes.
Oh, gosh.
It's so good.
That does not sound
no,
good.
No, I don't know if I like
good.
That.
If you go into a Hobby Lobby and lick the floor, that's exactly what you're going to taste.
Oh.
Is the grande chai latte
not
with
selling it
with 4 pumps of pumpkin spice in it?
Not doing
listen,
it.
I believe me. I felt like I should carry a purse and put a skirt on. It made me feel pretty.
You look pretty. You know
I wanted
what?
To put Uggs and a big scarf on.
Yeah,
and go carve a pumpkin
and a vest.
Because I usually ridicule the PSL every year, but Knick Knack has turned me onto this, and I'm going to tell you, it's a game changer. Even
you
if
go.
You're a dude like me and in my cowboy boots and a flannel today. The chai latte with 4 pumps of pumpkin sauce. You will thank me later.
Don't hate the pumpkin spice. Hate the game,
that's
right? Don't
man.
Hate it.
I'm going to get in there and just squirt it in my mouth.
I've done that.
I would imagine you have a pump of that next to your bathroom sink.
It's amazing.
And you just pump it on your toothbrush and brush your teeth every
night. Zoe was like, do you want another one of those? I was like, every year I want one of those. So
how could
you
she
better
get
just
them?
Keep it coming. She's got connections, Josh.
Wow.
She knows some people.
Huh.
If you have no idea what
ups.
She's talking about, Katie's daughter used to work at a Starbucks,
yeah.
and she would steal product all the time.
No, she wouldn't.
And she
would...
walked out with a
you
giant,
can also buy it.
A giant jug of the pumpkin sauce, which Katie kept in the fridge here and would dabble in it each and every morning.
For months.
Dabble,
like,
guzzle
thing
it.
Got crusty. Yeah.
She loved it. Speaking of little baby nana, you said she's going to Texas?
Oh my
Yeehaw,
gosh,
what's up with that?
She's going to Texas, and she's going there to visit a friend, and she called me, and she was just like, yeah, I'm planning this trip, just so you know. I have a friend, and she has a pet alligator, so I want to go and see it. And I was like, whoa. Like, go back. That
Hold
was
up.
Like,
Hold
a
up.
Pet alligator? Like, you can't go. Like, I'm not going to let you go to somebody's house who
Is
has
it
an
a
alligator.
Little one?
No, she says it's a full-size, free-roaming alligator. I'm like, what? Is that
weird
like
looking dog?
Is that even a thing? You can have a free roaming alligator? She's like, yeah, it just wanders around the house and, you know, like has a little
house.
Alligator door that it goes outside when it needs to go potty. And I was like, What?
They potty trained an alligator?
She told me, she was like, they have like a live cam on this alligator and they watch it and everything. And it literally like climbs up on the couch and sleeps. Here's the thing. Zoe convinces me for a good 3 minutes about this free roaming alligator before she's like, my gosh, mom, you will believe anything. I'm like, I knew there wasn't a free roaming alligator, but she totally had me convinced she was going to Texas to hang out with a lady who had an alligator pet. It's like, don't do that to your mother.
Her.
Like,
some
I
people have them.
She does this stuff to me all the time. She will get me all worked up about something, and she's just like, I love how easy it is to fool you. Well, you are
yeah,
like
that's
the
why
most
I love working with you. You can say
person.
Anything and you'll believe
okay.
anything.
If you're, I'm telling you. If
she's
child,
a trusting girl.
I am, and I don't want my baby to get eaten by an alligator. So I was like, you can't go. I'm not allowed.
And honestly,
this.
I think she probably would.
I know.
I don't know if she could outrun that.
Well, she'd probably try and pet it and cuddle it because she just loves animals so much. And I was like, I can't have that. Like, I'm sorry.
She'd send you that picture where she's like on its back and she does that thing where they pull the head back and then put their chin like on the jaw and her
yeah.
arms are out, you know? You're like, baby, no, no,
oh my gosh,
no.
Don't do it.
baby, nah.
That's the best. But
so why
yeah,
is she going?
She's going to visit her friend, and
oh,
she actually
it?
Does have an alligator, but it is caged
oh,
and put
okay,
away,
okay,
and
okay.
she lives on like kind of an alligator
God,
farm
I have
type thing. I am still very, very against this. I was like, I don't want you to go visit alligators.
Just don't pet
like,
it. You'll be fine.
She said, she was like, it's you caged. Chase waterfalls. You do so many dangerous things. She's like, you can't.
Alligators aren't
like,
involved with that,
but
though.
I know. I was like, there's no like, you know,
so how do you get your hands on
teeth?
A pet alligator?
I have
is
no
there
idea.
Does she elaborate on this at all?
No.
Like how much that costs?
Well,
no.
If it's an alligator
what the
farm.
Rules are.
Once she told me the story about the roaming alligator, I didn't believe anything that kid said to me. Like, that was it. I was like, this conversation's done.
You
already
ground
fooled
her?
Me once. Yeah, I've tried
Did
that.
You spank
I have
her?
Tried the grounding thing when she's in her 20s and doesn't
it
work
just
out
doesn't
so
work.
Well. No,
mama.
She kind of just laughs
no,
at me.
No, can you put me, mama?
No, I go to alligator.
I go to alligator anyway, mama.
That's why I'm doing it
now.
Now
make me a sandwich, mama.